Of course, you made good grades and were athletic while you were in good shape. You didn't have to worry about either thing. But as far as any ritual initiations, I don't think there were really any. Now, once in junior high school, in grammar school, there was everything like just the general kind of hazing that might go on between kids. But now in junior high school, you were expected to, if you were a new kid, you were expected to come in and if you weren't athletic or smart, then you had to prove yourself by fighting. And generally, you would be sized up. We would size up the person who came in and try to pair them off with somebody or an established member of the group, try to pair them off that way and make a good fight out of it. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, you'd never have the toughest guy in school fighting a new kid if the new kid was obviously unable to defend himself. So there was a little bit of fairness in that way. But sometimes it got to be pretty ruthless and nasty and cruel.
Stop for a minute and check.
Okay.
Okay. You were talking about hide and seek a minute ago. Were there any other kind of running games?
Well, I think I mentioned tag.
Yeah.
And you know, you had a base, and if you got to the base before you were tagged, you were safe. Mm-hmm. And then we usually put a time limit on how long you could stick around that base. And some kind of distance limit on the person who was trying to tag you, to how close they could get to the base, mm-hmm. so they'd give you a chance to get away. Let me think. Running games. We always ran a lot of races. Just old foot races. And relays. A lot of relays and stuff like that.
Did you ever play the one, it took a lot of kids to play it really, they all had two lines facing each other and they joined hands and you tried to send somebody through.
Red Rover, send Rudolph right over, mm-hmm. whatever. Yeah, I remember playing that. This was a game that we played together with girls, mm-hmm. if I remember correctly. And it was an unspoken rule that you had to, if you were a boy, you had to try to break through the boys' lock. Mm-hmm. And if you were a girl, you had to, you could do either one if you were a girl. It didn't really matter. and we used to play a game called Bombardment, which two teams line up facing each other, like Red Rover. And you have two or three of the kickballs, like soccer balls, and try to hit people on the other team. Pick up the ball and try to hit them. And as long as you don't get hit, you get to remain in the line. And then it got down to one-on-one, and then the last person to go through without getting hit was the winner. Sometimes it took a long time to play that game. And we played, of course, we played all the regular, like football, baseball, basketball, softball. We would always, if the teacher was out of sight at recess, we'd play tackle football. And if she were out there where she could watch us, we'd play